Hastings residents may have noticed a large police presence in South Hastings on Wednesday morning. That's because the St. Paul Police Department, along with the South Metro SWAT team, executed a search warrant for two individuals on Malcolm Avenue. Hastings Deputy Chief of Police Brian Showalter joined KDWA to break down the situation as best as he can from a Hastings police point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. So that St. Paul Police Department was in town executing a search warrant in the 3100 block of Malcolm Avenue. I don't have a lot of information regarding their investigation because they handled everything that took place prior to coming for the search warrants. But what I can say is, based on the information they had, they did request the assistance of the South Metro SWAT team to execute the search warrants, as well as take the two suspects they're looking for into custody. So I can say this morning that just before 9 o'clock, the South Metro SWAT team did execute a search warrant on Malcolm. They did locate both of the suspects they were looking for. They have been taken into custody and brought to the Ramsey County Jail for St. Paul Police Department, and there is no danger to the public. I wish I had a lot more information to give you, but unfortunately, I do know that it was a planned, safe operation on Malcolm, and everything went off without a hitch.
KDWA has also learned more about the two that were arrested on Malcolm Avenue, as Kelsey Marie Myers, age 29, of Hastings, was wanted for dangerous discharge of a firearm, felony assault, and one count of murder. The other arrested was Morris Robert Ryan, age 27, of Hastings. He, too, had two counts of murder against him and one felony assault charge. They were both taken into Ramsey County Sheriff's Department custody and are being held on their charges. The lead agencies serving the warrant were the St. Paul Police Department and secondary, the South Metro SWAT team. I asked Showalter how the Hastings Police Department acts as a third party to secure the perimeter and otherwise.
They notified us as well as the South Metro SWAT team. And the reason that we're notified is, first and foremost, this is in our jurisdiction. This is in our city. We should be aware of what's going on. But second, we might have information about the residents that they want. We know the geography better than they do. And then also we know of any hazards such as, hey, you're going to end up executing a search warrant directly across the street from a bus stop. Well, then we would say, let's wait until later in the day, or that's a busy crosswalk, or something along those lines. We can give them information that'll steer the time of their execution a little bit differently. And the third thing is just to have a familiar visual presence. You know, you see a Hastings police squad out there and a Hastings officer out there. It's not quite as off-putting as when you see multiple other jurisdiction squad cars out there. So when you know Hastings is involved, you know that there's some familiarity to it.
Let's shift to some good news with the Hastings Police Department, as they are planning one of their Coffee with a Cop sessions, which doesn't have a date yet, but Showalter wants to make sure the city is aware and ready to mark their calendars.
Yeah, these are great. We try to do a couple of them a year where we can do Coffee with a Cop. We've done them at Broth and Cork and McDonald's, and it's a great opportunity for people to come out, see their officers, get an opportunity to talk to them, and everybody always has that one question in the back of their mind of, well, why do police officers do this, or why do they do that? Well, this is a perfect opportunity to come out, share a cup of coffee, and ask us any questions you have. Maybe we can provide some clarity on something, or more than anything, just sit around and chat for a while and get to know who we are, and we get to know who you are. But we do have one coming up. We're working on finalizing dates, times, locations, all that good stuff, but as soon as I hear that, I'll be sure to pass it on to you.